The Mountain Mediation Center for Summit and Wasatch Counties operates with just four part-time staff and several volunteers. The mission is to serve the residents of the Wasatch Back and help them prevent and resolve conflict outside of a courtroom. Their work came to a halt when the coronavirus hit in March, but Executive Director Gretchen Lee says when the small claims court started to see a backlog of cases, the center started back up with their free mediation on Wednesdays via Zoom in mid-May. About a month ago, she says, the number of calls ticked up for requests for family mediation. A shortfall with the center has been its ability to help the community's Spanish speakers. So the center recently hired Lirio Sanchez, who grew up in Park City and just received her accounting degree at the U, to work about 15 to 20 hours a week.
My community, and especially helping my Latino community, has always been really important. So I was really excited about this position. And as I got to learn more about Mountain Mediation and the services that they provide, I felt like this was something that could be very beneficial for the Spanish-speaking community.
On August 22nd, the center is hosting an online discussion with the Spanish-speaking community on reimagining the justice system. Sanchez says they hope to bring more awareness to the Latinx community. The event will be held live from 10:30 to noon on the Mountain Mediation Center's Facebook page.
We're going to have a panel and discussing restorative justice and hopefully getting some community engagement with questions and comments as we're doing that.
Two panelists will be participating, including a policy analyst with Voices for Utah and a counselor at East High School. Lee says the Park City community has done an incredible job to help people in need with rent assistance, and so far she says they're not seeing a lot of evictions filed at Third District Court. The state's moratorium on evictions expired in May, and the federal eviction moratorium expired at the end of July. But Lee says landlords have to wait 30 days before they can file an eviction, so she expects to see more by the end of this month, and they're getting ready for it.
So we don't know really what's going to happen, but in the meantime, we've been preparing we've got a small group of small claims court mediators who are interested in landlord-tenant mediation, and some of them have real estate backgrounds. And so we as an organization have started some roundtables with them, you know, just to make sure that they're up and running if and when we're called upon at the court to help mediate those cases.
The mediation center, she says, is able to help smaller landlords out for free.
We can help landlords, particularly smaller landlords that deal with tenants more on a one-on-one basis, help renegotiate leases with their tenants. So, you know, they're workable leases on both sides, recognizing that the landlords have, you know, bills to pay and perhaps the tenants aren't in a position to pay their full leases. So if you go on our website, which is mountainmediationcenter.com, you can see we have like an initial, the Utah Apartment Complex Association has a basic form that can help, you know, landlords and tenants get started if they want to, you know, get to the table. And then if they have problems from there, we have got mediators ready to go. And thanks to some funding from our other community organizations, like, we are able to do this at no charge.
A follow-up bilingual conversation on reimagining justice, she says, will be held in September. Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.